Oh, Cole World Podcast, Episode 1. What's going on, everybody? 1-2020, January 20th, 6:15 p.m. So I guess I'll just start. I'm gonna talk to you guys for probably about an hour or so. So I guess I gotta let's get comfy. It's gonna be a little weird talking to myself for an hour. Usually don't do that. So we'll see how it goes, man. Just start off, why a podcast, man? I've been getting into podcasts for like the past year or so. Joe Rogan Experience, preferably. I mean, that's the best podcast there is on the market out there right now. If you don't listen to the Joe Rogan Experience and you listen to podcasts, you're doing yourself a big disservice, man. You got to check out that podcast. He's got great guests. He's got guests for everybody. I'm plugging his shit right now, but I mean, it's the best. So that's he kind of, got me interested in it, and yeah, just figured, why not give it a try, dude. I mean, if you're not trying shit out, what are you doing? That's the way I kind of look at it. I mean, you just have some fun. So, like I said, I'm by myself today, but hopefully in the future we get some guests on this bitch. I'd like to get some buddies in here, get some good conversations rolling, get some people who, aren't necessarily my friends, but interesting people that do interesting stuff. It'd be really cool to talk to them about certain stuff. So that leads me to a different topic. What's the genre of the podcast gonna be? I don't really think I'm gonna have a genre, man. I think I just wanna the reason for doing this is just 'cause I wanted to have good conversations with people that I like, people that interest me. So I'm not gonna put a label on it like it's a sports podcast, and then I just box myself into only being able to talk about sports. Or, it's like a life podcast. We talk about, the basics of life and shit like that. So that's it's gonna be a lot of everything, man. We'll talk sports, and we'll talk all kinds of shit. So that's what I'm excited for, just being able to have some interesting people on, get interesting conversations. Because in 2020, dude, yeah, I mean, how many people are really sitting down and having a one-on-one conversation for over an hour without checking their phone or, being distracted by some other stuff? I mean, it really doesn't happen anymore. Long-form conversations really don't happen very much anymore, and I think that's a shame, because that's where you get to know people the best, by talking to them for a while, getting to know what they're all about, what they believe in, what their personality is. And that's what I want to do with it. I'm 23 years old, living in Greencastle, Pennsylvania. I'm a Pittsburgh kid, born and raised outside of Pittsburgh, Ford City, PA. Some people that are gonna be listening to this, homies from Ford City, so shout out to them. I love my boys from Ford City. Future plans for this, man. Right now, I'm recording this on the Anchor app, but in the future, we got a lot. I got a lot of bigger things planned for this, other than the Anchor app. I'd like to get myself on the podcast app on iTunes. I would like to possibly, figure out maybe YouTube, get some live video with this. I think everything's better with video. I mean, that's just a given, dude. I mean, if you got video with the audio, it's just gonna be better. So I think that would be interesting. Like I said, the podcast app, Anchor app, Spotify, all them places where you could put the podcast out. I'd probably be tweeting it out. I mean, and another thing I want to say, doing this isn't like, oh man, I'm expecting to blow up, become huge, like make some money. Nah. There's so many people doing podcasts out there today. I mean, just, okay, I'm doing this because I think it's interesting. It excites me. It's something that I want to do. I've been wanting to do it for a while. You can ask some people. I've been talking about doing a podcast for months now, and I haven't pulled the trigger on it, man. So we're doing it now. It's 2020. It's enough messing around, man. You know, if anybody out there listening that they want to do something, they've been thinking about doing something, they've been aspiring for something. Just go do it, man. Just go try it. Life's too short not to try some stuff out. Life's too short to, be afraid to take a risk. What's the point if you're not taking risks, man? If you're not taking risks, nothing's ever really gonna, if you're not taking risks, you just, you living the normal life. So take some risks, have some fun with it. Like I said, topics, we'll talk about sports, man. We'll talk about politics a little bit. I don't like politics. I don't like politics. I think it's a dirty game, man. Politics is a dirty game, and it's more apparent now than ever before. So, especially with what's going on in Washington, D.C. nowadays, man. Crazy shit. Epstein didn't kill himself. That's a fact. That's a fact, man. That's insane, man. Epstein, that whole story, if you haven't, I'm sure you heard of it. I'm sure you heard of the story, man, but that's wild. And the sad thing is, in today's society, the news cycle goes so fast, and everybody's trying to get on to the next thing that, like it's already out of the mainstream media. Like, nobody cares anymore. This dude got murdered in jail. And they're like, nope, it's all good. He hung himself. Yep, 100%. Nothing to see here, fellas. Everything's all right. Like, what? That was as clear as day that that dude did not hang himself. It's just wild. So, I don't know what else to say other than that. I mean, I think there's a trial coming up. I heard something about a trial, maybe. Here in the next couple of days for you, but nothing's gonna happen. They're not gonna do nothing to nobody. It'll blow. It's already blown over. So, crazy stuff. Crazy stuff, man. My interests. I'm a huge Steeler guy. Huge Pittsburgh guy. Steelers, Penguins, Pirates. It's hard to be a Pirates guy. It's hard to be a Pirates guy, man. Scared money don't make no money, and that's what Bob Nutting is, man. He's scared money. He's just a businessman there to make some cash. He ain't there to win. And I firmly believe the Pirates are not gonna be, they're not gonna win anything significant until they get a new owner. And that's sad to say, 'cause you never know when that might be. That might be years and years and years. So, especially with the way the baseball is, with the cap, there's no cap. So the Yankees are out there spending $300 million on Gerrit Cole, and they got Judge and all these guys. The Yankees are spending crazy money. The Angels are spending crazy money on Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani. The Yankees paid Gerrit Cole more than the Pirates' entire salary, entire cap, their payroll. That's, I mean, and then like some people are like, why didn't Gerrit Cole want to be a Pirate? That's why. When you get to be a certain skill level in this game, in the game of Major League Baseball, you can't play for the Pirates. They won't pay you. And the same thing happened to McCutchen, man. McCutchen was as Pittsburgh as it gets. Still is Pittsburgh as it gets. I love that guy. And would wish he was still a Pirate, but that's just the way it is, man, in Pittsburgh. You can't. They don't pay nobody. They don't pay anybody, the Pirates. So. That's that. Like, I'm big Pittsburgh guy, big Conor McGregor guy. Boy, let's talk about that, huh? Conor McGregor. Anybody, if y'all see that fight on Saturday, it was a crazy fight. The king is back, is all I can say. The king is back. That dude looked flawless. 40 seconds. He put Donald out in 40 seconds, which I truly did not see coming. Donald holds records. Donald Cerrone, his opponent, holds records for most wins in the UFC. Most head kick knockouts in the UFC. And I believe most submissions in the UFC. I mean, the guy is a legend. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about it. And I love Donald. I love Cowboy. I think he's a great fighter. He's a family man. He's a real good dude. And if it wasn't Connor, I would have been cheering for the guy 100%. But I mean, I don't know who's beating Connor. You know, it was. I wasn't sure how the fight was gonna go going into it. A little bit nervous because, like I said, Donald's a great fighter. I was a little bit nervous for Connor, but he didn't even get touched. They said that was the first fight in the UFC that Donald Cerrone did not land a strike. You believe? I mean, just think about that, man. Donald Cerrone didn't land on Connor. Connor didn't get touched. A flawless performance. He came out with the craziest game plan I've probably ever seen. Other than Masvidal, when he flying kneed Ben Askren, that was pretty wild. But Connor came out with a left hand straight from hell. I mean, that dude, that was like the 2 years he's been off, all that weight, and all that came out in that punch. He threw that punch so hard, thank God that punch missed. Donald ducked under it. He threw that punch so hard that he came off his feet. So they went to the clinch, and this is where it's wild. They went to the clinch, and Connor had this. This was all scripted for Connor. He had this plan. He's fast. He's a great striker. He's an accurate striker, but his fight IQ is insane. The dude can visualize and plan a fight, and then bring it to fruition, and that's what he did. They got to the clinch. He was ready for it, and he brought shoulders and broke Cowboy's nose with shoulders. He shouldered Cowboy in the face 4 times and broke his nose. And they separated. Connor hit him with a head kick, stunned him. And that was all she wrote. He noticed that Cowboy was dazed. He was stunned. Connor jumped all over him, knocked him down. Hit him about 20 times on the ground. I give the ref credit too, man. That ref, he did everything he could to give Cowboy a chance. Some people will say he let it go too long. He let Cowboy take too much damage, but that's the main event, man. That was the main event of a huge, huge pay-per-view on ESPN Plus. People all around the world have been waiting months for that, and you had to let it go. You had to let Cowboy give him a chance to regain himself, maybe, and protect himself. He just wasn't. That was all she wrote for Cowboy. Connor came out unscathed, and I'm excited to see where he's going next, man. The 170 pound division is full of killers, with Masvidal and Usman the champ, Colby Covington, Kevin Lee was calling him out today. All these people calling out Connor, and I think it's so funny to me because look, everybody in the game wants to fight Connor. Everybody in the game wants to fight Connor. And why wouldn't you? It's the biggest payday in the sport. The dude has a big boy bank. He brings big boy paychecks in every single time he steps into that ring, for him and for the guy he's fighting. So, you know, when he said years ago about the red panty night, that's what it is, man. You sign up to fight Connor, you become rich. Cowboy had never made over $1 million in a fight before. And he made probably 10 mil. At least, in the fight this past weekend for 40 seconds, and good for. I mean, if anybody deserves it, it's Cowboy. Cowboy deserves that payday, man. He should have been getting paid a lot more. And I was excited that Cowboy got the recognition that he deserves. You know, with all the attention that was on Connor, rightfully so. Attention went to Cowboy, and he deserved it. He's a great fighter. Tough to see it go like that. I wish it could have went a couple rounds, but Connor's too good. And we'll see what's next. We'll see who's up next. You know, there's a lot of options for Connor. Even Floyd Mayweather was posting pictures on Instagram after the fight for Mayweather-McGregor too. I mean, the guy, everybody wants to fight Connor. He's an icon. Anybody, you know, love or hate the guy, you can't deny it. He's an icon of the sport. He's up there. He's achieving a legendary status with Tyson, with Ali, Sugar Ray, Marvin Hagler, all those guys. Connor's in there with him. And he's 100% the biggest star that the UFC has ever seen. Now, greatest UFC fighter ever, I'm not going to give him that. Not yet. Not even. I don't. He's up there, but that honor's got to go to John Jones for me. John Jones is the complete package. That dude is undefeated. He fights in the 205-pound division. He'll stand and bang with you. He'll wrestle with you. He can submit you. He can knock you out with his elbows, with his fists, with his knees, kicks. The dude is so well-rounded. He's got an extremely well-rounded skill set, more than anybody I've ever seen in any division in the game. He's the real deal. He's a complete package. And I think he's fighting here coming up February. Next month sometime, I think he's fighting Reyes. And Reyes, solid fighter, man, but I don't think he's on Jones level at all. I really don't. So we'll have to see how that one goes. But yeah, that's my talk for the UFC. Talk about that a little bit. Good to see Connor get back in the win column. The fight game is very forgetful. You don't win for a year or two, and they'll write you off. They'll send you down to the bottom as washed. You know, the talk that Connor was washed. Connor's done. He's not as good as he's never going to be as good as he was. He'll never fight again. You know, some of this, that. Well, he proved everybody wrong once again. 2 days ago on the 18th, it was flawless. So we'll see what's next for him. He has no easy path, that's for sure, man. The 155 with Ferguson and Khabib, two killers, 170-pound divisions full of them. Like I said before, so he's got his work cut out for him, man. You know, so we'll see what's next. I'm excited for it. Let's see. What else can we talk about here? Super Bowl coming up, man. When's the Super Bowl? Two weeks. It'll be the Super Bowl. Chiefs, Niners. That's going to be tough, man. The Niners' defense is solid. The Niners' defense, probably the best in the league. I don't know about stat-wise. I haven't seen the stats for their defense. But look at the game yesterday. Jimmy Garoppolo completed 6 passes, and they absolutely smoked the Packers. They absolutely smoked the Packers. Aaron Rodgers couldn't score a point in the first half. 0-24 or something at the end of the first half. Are you kidding me? You know, Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be the best quarterback in the league for an amount of time there. Other than Brady, I mean, I'll give you guys that. Other than Brady, but everybody talked about Rodgers as like the most talented, gifted quarterback in the league for some years. The dude's got 1 Super Bowl. I mean, come on, he beat my Steelers back in 2010, 2011, I believe it was. And if I remember correctly, if Rashard Mendenhall doesn't fumble the football driving down the field midway through the fourth quarter, the outcome of that game might be different. We could do ifs and buts all day, you know, but so Rodgers has 1, man, but 1 ain't enough. 1 ain't nearly enough. Trent Dilfer has 1. Jimmy G might have 1. I mean, if you're Aaron Rodgers, that was extremely disappointing. I was, maybe the guy was too hyped. Maybe the guy was too hyped. I mean, Big Ben's got two. Eli Manning's got two. And Aaron Rodgers ain't on no bum team. Aaron Rodgers is on the Packers. The Packers are a solid team. They've been a solid team for years. Now you could say, well, that's because of Aaron Rodgers. That might be a good point. But they got skill players. Packers do. They got skill players, and they're a very historic organization. One of the best organizations in the league, I'd say. So for him to only have one Super Bowl, that's just not enough for me. And really down on Aaron right now. But it is what it is. I'm excited for the Super Bowl. I'm probably going for Mahomes. I couldn't really care. I mean, one way or the other, it's not that huge of a deal to me. But if I'm going with someone, I'm going with Mahomes. Kid's electric, and I'd love to see him get his first Super Bowl ring. I think it's gonna be one of many. I think the kid's got a great future, and I'd love to see Andy Reid get one too. I mean, kind of looks like a walrus. Dude kind of looks like a walrus, but he's never won a Super Bowl, and you can't deny he's a very good coach. So, I think it would be cool to see him get one. So that's my thoughts on the Super Bowl. I mentioned get I think I mentioned having some guests in here for the podcast. I'd like to have some friends in. We'll just bullshit. We'll talk about some funny stuff. And also have some interesting people in. We could talk about some serious stuff too, man. We talk about some life stuff, and I think it'll be very interesting. I hope you guys will enjoy the shows to come. Those that listen. Like I said about YouTube, trying to figure out maybe get some video, because I'm not gonna be able to get these people in the same room with me, which would be ideal to sit down in a room and do the podcast that way. But just by logistics, too far away. About 3 hours away from the Pittsburgh area, which is gonna be where most of the guests will come from to begin. To begin with, so it's just not gonna work out. But we could do something like a video chat, like a split screen video chat. I think that would be pretty cool. I mean, give a little bit more content, get something up on YouTube, and more people see shit on YouTube, I think too. I think more people will see some stuff on YouTube than the more places you can get a podcast out on, the better. I mean, tweet it out, push it up, have some people listen to it. If they don't like it, don't listen again. If you do like it, throw a follow, throw a subscribe, come back. Because this is podcast one. This is gonna be the worst one I do. That's just a fact. Podcast one's gonna be the worst podcast I do. I hope it's not too bad. Talking to myself feels a little weird. It'll get better. Yeah, especially with some guests in here, someone to bounce ideas off of, throw some shit back and get some interesting conversations going. That's the main motivation for me for doing this. When you talk to friends and you talk to interesting people, what is it, for like 5, 10 minutes, and it's over through text or over the phone or something like that, and other stuff's going on. But to be able to just sit down and talk to somebody and get into a conversation, be really cool about some interesting stuff. Sipping on a proper 12 Irish whiskey. That's McGregor. The McGregor whiskey, proper 12. If you haven't had it, you gotta get a bottle. Proper 12. The Ireborn triple distilled Irish whiskey. Ireland. Smooth as fast. Plug in the proper 12. It's good shit, man. It's not very expensive either. How about that? Conor McGregor, he's making more money on his whiskey than all these other fighters are making on their paychecks on their fight. The dude's a very smart businessman. Another reason why I'm a fan of his. He knows what he's doing, man. He knows what he's doing. And it's good. It's good too. Like I said, I'm looking to upgrade some shit here too, man. Maybe get a better PC in here, get a better computer, get some better stuff for streaming. Because if I'm gonna do YouTube, we're gonna do YouTube live. I think that's the one thing that I really like about Ro the Joe Rogan Experience. His podcasts are live, and they go live on YouTube. They're not live on the podcast app or anything, because I think it's impossible to do. I don't think that but you go live on YouTube, and the conversations are just, they feel organic. They don't. I've listened to podcasts where it's all set up, it's all cut, it's all edited, it's all put together, and people put on this fake face and a fake voice, excited. Hello, everybody. How's it going? I'm like, no. You just could tell that that's fake. It's a talk show. It's a talk show voice, and that'll work for TV, I guess. I mean, but TV's dying too. TV's. That's why I think podcasts are becoming more and more popular, is because of especially Rogan's. It just feels like a hangout. Like, he'll come in with a buddy, and they'll sit there for 3 or 4 hours sometimes, and it's just like you're listening in to them BS and, shoot the shit and talk about a ton of stuff. And that's what I want to do with mine. And I realize by not picking a genre, I'm not going to be able to, really have a target audience. So the views will most likely suffer from that. Just because, where's anybody gonna find it at if it doesn't have a genre? If I put it down as a sports podcast, only people who are looking for sports would find it, and I don't want that. But if it has no genre, more than likely, not a lot of people are gonna see it. But that's okay with me, because I'm not in here talking to myself for the views and trying to get sponsors or anything crazy. And I'm just having trying to have a fun time, man, trying to do something that I enjoy, and see if I continue to enjoy it, because who knows what's gonna go on in the future. But I'm not setting out to do this to get the views, and that's a big reason why I'm not gonna pick a genre, just because I don't want to box myself in either, man. I want to talk about whatever I want to talk about. That's the reason for doing it in the first place, having them. So that's kind of where I'm at with the future of the podcast, what I'm thinking. Hopefully the next time I do one, it will be with a guest. We'll have to figure it out, like I said, with the video audio, try to figure out how we're going to do it. And it's going to be tough to talk to someone not in the same room as me, and especially if I can't see them, because we're gonna be talking over each other all the time. And it'll be tough to, you can't see them, you can't see their facial expression, you can't see their body language. It's just much better being in the room together, because you might bring up something that they don't really want to talk about, and you'd never know it if you're not there, if you can't see that maybe they're getting a little uncomfortable, or So we'll have to work that out. But I do have a couple of buddies who had previously said be interested in coming on. Very, very funny dudes. I got some, I mean, probably, some funny ass guys, man. I was telling my one friend, he's got to consider going into comedy, because the dude is funny. He's funny without even trying to be funny. And so it's like, if you just put a little, if you would be interested in it and put the time into it, and try to be funny, what could you do? And listen, that's another thing that I've learned a decent amount of from the Rogan Experience, is the comedy scene, what goes on in comedy, It's a crazy business, man. The comedy world is a crazy business. And when you're starting out in comedy, you only really need to do like 5 minutes. I mean, they're not gonna let you do any more than that. Come in for an open mic night and it'll be 5 minutes a pop. So if you really are trying to get into it, sit down, do the writing, put the time in. It's like everything. You gotta put the time in to whatever you're trying to do, whatever you're trying to accomplish. You're not gonna get there without putting the time in. And that goes for everything. So you put the time in, you grind, and then you go around. You go around to like some local clubs, and this is gonna be like what, 10 people there, maybe a bar or something on an open mic. Gonna be like 10, 12 people there, which is nothing but. That's how everybody starts, man. That's how everybody starts. That's how Rogan started. That's how Chris Rock started. I'm sure that's how Kevin Hart started. To some extent, I'm sure some people could tell you stories about seeing Kevin Hart in these little open mic nights before he blew up. That's where Kevin Hart made his name, comedy. If you haven't, I mean, Kevin Hart's hilarious. Hilarious on them Netflix specials. He probably got like. He's got to have 6 Netflix specials, probably. I mean, but that's where he started from. That's where everybody started. Everybody's got to start at the bottom. Everybody's got to start at the bottom, no matter what you're doing, really. And grind. And if you got a love for it, you got a love for it. And you put the time in, and you dedicate yourself. And if you're talented enough, you could really go some places, man. Because if you're gonna work a 9-to-5 like everybody else, why would you not take the chance to do something that you love? You're only here for so long. Go for it, man. Go for it, man. Whoever's listening, I don't know if anybody's gonna listen or if anybody needs to hear it. And I don't know if I'm even the one to be talking about it. But if you got something in your head and you're afraid to go for it, just go for it, man. Just go for it. 'Cause you're only young once. That's for sure. You're only young once, and there's no time to wait. There's no time to wait. Go for it and have no regrets. If you go for it, you dedicate yourself, and it doesn't work out, then you know it. Then there you go. You know it wasn't meant to be. And you won't have regrets. People have regrets when they don't go for it. And they just sit there on their 9-to-5 and they just keep doing it day after day after day, afraid to take a chance because of the system to some extent. And that's part of why I'm doing this right now, man. Like I said, I've been talking about doing a podcast for a while. And to be honest, I mean, chickened out a couple times. You know, like, I'll do that podcast today. And then the day goes by and it's time to maybe start doing that podcast. And I'm like, next week, I'll do it next week. And then next week becomes next month. And next month becomes the month after that. And then it gets to the point where today, you know, just go for it, man. Just go for it. And if people. If nobody listens, if you get 0 views, so be it, man. I mean, I'm having fun right now, just bullshitting around, talking to myself. It's gonna be a lot more fun when I got some people to talk to. You know, but I'm gonna have to, I gotta schedule that up, you know, coordinate with some friends, get some people. Wasn't able to do that today, but really just wanted to get it rolling, talk for a while. Talking for 30, 35 minutes now or something. Yeah, time will go by a little bit fast, man, if you get on a roll. I mean, 35 minutes of me talking to myself is kind of crazy. I don't know how I made it this far, so, you know. And if people do like it, I mean, if people listen to it and they don't like it and I sound like an idiot, then don't listen. You know, what's the matter to me? You know, these are some of the thoughts that I have on the things that I've talked about so far. You know, if you know me, you probably already, you know some of this stuff, but If you don't know me, then you don't know it, It is what it is, man. People, there's tons and tons of people out there that they don't never do anything like this, and they just, keep to themselves. And I didn't want to be one of them guys, so figured let's give it a shot. Let's give it a go. Talk about what to talk about. Let's talk about Game of Thrones real quick. Game of Thrones real quick. Just got an idea. Just got a thought. You haven't seen Game of Thrones, you gotta see Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is the greatest television. How is this even television? Like a greatest TV series of all time. I don't even know what to call it, but it's amazing. The show is what, 7 seasons? 8 seasons maybe? 1, 2, 3, 4. 8 seasons, I believe. But holy shit. Such great writing, great acting, man. A great storyline. You gotta watch that shit. But it's came to a close. It came to a close, I think, last year. I'm not sure exactly, but it was a big bummer. Most people didn't like the ending. I could have take it or leave it. Here's my thought on it. Here's my thought on the ending. No spoiler alerts. I won't say. I won't. I don't think I'll ruin the ending by saying this. I don't think. No. Okay. They could have went a million different ways with the ending of the show. I mean, for 7 seasons or however long it was, you're setting this up, you're building up, you're building, you're to this point of when you decide that the show's gonna be over, the show finale, the grand finale. How's it all gonna end? Ooh. What's gonna go down? What's gonna take place? And I think they were too afraid to make a mistake. That's what I think, that they punted on a great and a possible great ending to the show. They played it safe. That's a good word. That's a good. They played it safe. But that does not throw dirt on the show at all. Still, I believe greatest show of all time. You should 100% watch it. It doesn't ruin the show. Some people say it does ruin the show. I don't believe it ruins the show to at all, at one bit. I mean, the show absolutely tremendous. I've seen it twice through every episode. That's how good that is. Oh, but the thing I was gonna bring up about Game of Thrones, they gotta do a spin-off. They gotta do a prequel. They gotta do something, man. That show's too good not to bring back. And I've been subscribed to HBO. I'm paying like the subscription per month to HBO just in case they bring something. Like I'm not unsubscribing from that for Game of Thrones, and they ain't even making Game of Thrones right now. I'm still paying for it just in case I want to go back and watch it. That's how good it is. Still paying per month just in case I want to go watch it for the third time. That's how good this shit is. So, but yeah, they got to do a prequel. They got to do something. Too much money. Too much money. Game of Thrones. You got too much money on the table. People love that show. You gotta do something. You gotta do something with that. Although I did see that new Godzilla movie came out on HBO. I wanted to check that out. I wanted to watch that. Godzilla's a classic, and new Godzilla movies with the CGI and everything, pretty wild. Pretty wild stuff. So I want to check that out. There's some good shows and shit on HBO too. So,
Anything else to talk about, man? Anything else? Should we keep going? I mean, we're 40 minutes in. Should we try to make an hour? Should we? We could talk basketball, but I don't really have a favorite basketball team, man. I'm a LeBron guy. Gotta follow LeBron. I'm a Heat fan. If I had to pick a team, I like the Heat, but I cheered for LeBron always. I mean, that guy's the GOAT. You know, and that's gonna open up a huge can of worms, but LeBron's the GOAT. With the Lakers now, I never would have seen him with the Lakers. Never would have imagined that. LeBron with the Lakers. I mean, with the amount of legendary players that have played in LA for the Lakers, I just thought, no way that LeBron goes to be just the next in line over there among the greats. But that just goes to show you that the Lakers are such a historic organization that LeBron even wanted to play for them. I mean, that's how historic the Lakers are, that LeBron even wanted to go there to play, even though the Shaqs, the Kobes, the Wilts, leaving out a ton of people here. Worthy. Magic. John Blank on multiple more. The Lakers have had legends play there, and now LeBron's on that list. And just goes to show, man, how historic of an organization the Lakers are. And speaking of LeBron, we got the most hyped player coming out of college probably since LeBron. His first year in the league this year, and he hasn't played a game yet. That would be Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson was hyped to be a LeBron type, the next LeBron. Got hurt in the preseason, was expected to be back on Christmas Day originally, and is still not back on January 20th. And people are starting to doubt, man. People are starting to doubt. Is he another Greg Oden? If you don't know Greg Oden was the first overall pick back years ago and never became anything. Dude was at best a role player on decent average teams. Dude was probably the biggest number one overall bust. I'm kind of speaking out of my league there. I'm not sure, I'm sure there's some pretty crazy ones out there, but that's the one that I truly remember, Greg Oden. And some people are starting to make comparisons with Zion to Greg, which I think is a little unfair at this point because he hasn't played, but I think that was Greg's thing too. He didn't play. He was hurt too much. Couldn't get on the court. And the game passes you by. If you can't get on the field, if you can't get on the court, if you can't get on the ice, the game passes you by, and that's the nature of professional sports. It's a unforgiving league. All leagues are unforgiving in professional sports. I was listening to, what was it? It was the Joe Rogan with Arian Foster from back in like 2017. Arian Foster was the running back for the Houston Texans. And I remember Arian. Arian was a stud running back. And Arian was talking, and I believe it was his second, third year in the league when he was finally starting to bust out, finally starting to make a name for himself, finally starting to, become a star in the league. And he, what was it? Broke his collarbone, I believe. I believe that's what he said. He broke his collarbone in the fourth game of the season. And I'm paraphrasing, but these are his words. These were his words, paraphrasing. But he said something along the lines of, he had a decision. I got a decision to make here. Do I come out, tell my team that I got a broken collarbone? They ain't gonna. The team's clearly not gonna let him play. He'll have to get surgery, go on the shelf. Next man up takes his spot with a great offensive line. And Arian gets tossed to the wayside, and you know that possibly that's that on Arian's career. Or do I not say a word about my broken collarbone? Do I suck it up and play this season out? And that's what he did, man, because he in his head, it was his time. It was his time to shine. It was now or never for him in his career. It was, he had 2 years in or 3 years in or whatever it was, finally he had just started to make a name for himself, gets hurt, and that's the decision you got to make. You really want it or do you not want it? And that just was insane to me that the dude played 10, 11 more games with a broken collarbone and put up the numbers that he did to become a star, and then for years to come, you know, after that season, he locked in his job, got paid big time by the Texans, millions of dollars. Everyone around the league knew who Arian Foster was. And he never said, not because he played with, no one knew he played with a broken collarbone. They knew him because of his play, how good he was. And so that's the point, that in professional sports, you gotta play or the game will pass you by. And that's what some people are starting to think of Zion Williamson. I hear he's slated to come back, man. I hear he's slated to come back in 2 days or so, I think. Playing on Wednesday. On Wednesday the 22nd, I think he's playing. And it's slated, you know, supposedly playing his first NBA game, and we'll see what's up. I'm excited to see what's up, because all the hype around him, you know, next LeBron, next this, next that. Well, we're going to see. I mean, you know, I'm not hating on the kid. I think, you know, he's got obviously a lot of potential. If he becomes, you know, anything what people originally thought he would become, then he's going to be a star in this league for years and years to come, and a once-in-a-generation talent. The dude's build is insane. Dude looks like a Mack truck coming down the court. I mean, he's a beast. So, excited to watch him play on Wednesday. But the number two pick in that draft, Ja Morant, I am a huge fan of Ja Morant. Dude's a wizard with the basketball. The dude's got hops. I mean, he's got air. Air Ja. Dude's a magician with the ball. He's got some of the best handles I've ever seen. Seems to be very smart. Basketball IQ. I'm a big fan of that guy. And plus, his name's Ja. I mean, who? J.A. Ja Morant. In the flesh. Woo, woo. Ja, yeah. I mean, I was following him at Murray State. He made it a little bit of a run in the tournament last year. In a March Madness tournament. And I'm very excited to see what that kid does in the league. Because he's got mad potential to become a super, superstar. And the NBA, and the NBA is growing, man. The NBA is growing, I'd say, faster than any league in the country right now. That's what I would say. Baseball's dying. Baseball's dying big time, man. With all these allegations about the cheating, especially the Astros, it's just sickening. Sickening to see. It's terrible for baseball. It's absolutely terrible for baseball if those allegations are true, which we know when they won the World Series in 16 or whenever it was, 17, they were cheating. I mean, it's proven. They got the sanctions for it. I mean, you can't deny they were cheating. So now when these come out about last year and you see the video of Jose Altuve, if someone doesn't know what I'm talking about, Jose Altuve hits a walk-off home run in Game 6 to send his team, the Astros, to a World Series at home. Right. So this should be like a huge moment in your career, maybe the biggest moment. It would be the biggest moment in most players' careers.
To hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth inning at your home park, send your team to the World Series, it should be a huge celebration. Here comes the streamers, confetti's coming down, he's rounding the bases. He rounds third, and the first thing he goes to do is to yell out to his team, "Don't rip my jersey off, don't rip my jersey off, don't take my jersey off." And as he runs in to home plate, he's gripping his jersey for dear life. He runs in there, huddled up, hunkered down, like he was afraid to go into his team that was there waiting at home plate to mob him, because he just sent them to the World Series, like he was afraid to go in there. And so it's like, okay, what's that? Why?
Well, the theory is that he had a device on the inside of his shirt that could possibly, you know, buzz, you know, someone up in the booth or someone watching the game, watching the live feed, could determine what kind of pitch is coming to him. Is it a fastball? Is it an off speed? And then buzz's shoulder, or one or the other, maybe both for each, if that certain pitch is coming, so he knows exactly what pitch he's about to get. That's the theory. And he was asked about it, even after the in his post game interview right there on the field, he was asked about it, and the guy says, "Jose, what you told your teammates not to take your jersey off? Why did you do that?" Jose's response was, "What? Excuse me, repeat the question." Now that makes me think. You heard the questions before perfectly fine. You don't hear this question. Do you not hear that question because you need a second to figure out what the hell you're going to say now, because you just got caught on national TV and the guy doing the interview just asked you why you didn't want your jersey ripped off because you have some sort of cheating device underneath? So you say, what was the question? To try to give yourself 3, 4, 5 seconds to think of something to say? That's what I'm thinking, man. So he says, I'm sorry, what was the question?
The reporter repeats the question. Jose, you told your teammates not to rip your jersey off. Why did you do that? Jose said, this is his response.
I don't know. I'm shy. I'm too shy. Last time they ripped my jersey off, I got in trouble with my wife. I don't know. That just seems like complete total horseshit to me. I mean, that sounds like a made-up answer. That sounds made up as make-believe can get, that you're too shy. You just sent your team to the World Series. You're one of the best players on the team, and you're too shy to get your jersey ripped off? I mean, come on. Come on, man. It's terrible for baseball. It sets a terrible precedent, and true fans of the game are going to be turned off by it, because it's like, now, how do we know that anything's legitimate? These teams that make it to the World Series, are all of them cheating? I mean, come on. You know, if you love the game, you're in the majors, these teams, they have to understand that it's for the best of the game to play these games straight up, to play these games honest for the fan, for the game, because baseball, listen, baseball is dying anyway. Baseball is dying anyway. It's too slow. It's not exciting enough for people. It's too slow paced. The games take too long with not enough action. Too many people are striking out. The ratings, they're just going down and down. And now with this, people that are actually true fans, who've been true fans their whole lives, that are like baseball diehards, you're going to start to turn these people off too. Which is just terrible. It's just terrible. I really hope that the allegations on the Astros are not true. But the thing is, like, man, you cheated once, you won a World Series, so why wouldn't, you know, just looking at it from, you know, why would you not cheat again? Why would you not find another way to cheat again? It's just terrible. Yeah. So that's the story with the Astros, and it's a black eye for baseball. It's a big black eye for baseball. And there I go. I said that this was not going to be a sports podcast, and I probably talked about sports for most of the goddamn time. But that's probably just because I don't got nobody else to talk to, man. I've been sitting here for 55 minutes talking to myself. Talking into a mic, it's pretty weird, but you get used to it. It's the first time I've ever done it, so first time you ever do anything in life, it's gonna be awkward, and this was probably a little awkward. But like I said early, this will probably be the, this not probably this will be the worst podcast I ever do. But you gotta do one, you gotta do one to start. I mean. Then you never start, you never do one. So there's got to be a first one, and that's what this was today. It'll get better. We'll get some people on here, man. Now that I've got this one done, get this one out of the way. Just let you guys, whoever's gonna listen, if anybody's gonna listen, hear me talk for a little while, get to know me a little bit, and next time I'll bring someone in. Next time I'll bring someone in. We'll talk together. We'll talk about some. Shit other than sports. We'll talk about some shit other than sports. Because, some people could care less. Could care less about sports. So, we'll talk about some life stuff. We'll talk about a bunch of interesting stuff. I hope to talk about a bunch of interesting stuff on this show. I said at the beginning, Cole World Podcast. My name's Cole. Obviously. Cole World, that's a J. Cole album, Cole World. I want to get the Cole World, J. Cole saying Cole World like in one of his songs for like the intro, but I'm not sure if I could do that or not, because that's probably copyright. But that would be, I mean, tell me how cool that would be, have J. Cole at the beginning of the podcast going, Cole World, setting that up. That would be pretty cool. But I know with all the copyright and everything, people getting demonetized on YouTube, that's probably going to be a tough one. Tough one to do. So yeah. I'm not sure how often we're going to do these. It'll just depend on when I can get people in here, get people to talk. If we could do one once a week, that would be good. That would be pretty cool. That might be tough to do once a week. That might be tough to do to start. Just because, after so long here, it might be tough to find some guests. Might be tough to find people to come in that would be interested to come in, talk. But we'll see. We'll see what happens, man. If you guys liked the show, the first one, kudos to you, man. If you liked it, kudos, because this is going to be the worst one. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. If you listen, if you just listen, I appreciate you. If you listened and you hated it, I understand. yeah, I can't, To each his own, man. To each his own. If you guys, anybody listening wants to throw me a follow, See Howman 88 on Instagram. See Howman 88 on Twitter. Throw me a follow. I'll be tweeting this out on Twitter. Once it gets posted, I'll tweet it out on Twitter. Get some people that are already following maybe to check it out. But yeah. I think we're gonna wrap it up. It's been an hour. I wanted to do an hour. I said I have to do an hour. Talking to yourself for an hour is difficult. It is very difficult. But I have fun doing it. I had fun. Hopefully, I didn't sound like too big of an idiot. Next time we get in here, we'll get some people in here, and it'll be a lot better. It'll be a lot smoother. It'll be more natural. A couple of times there, a little stuck on what to talk about, trying to just really think up some random.
random topics, some things that I'm interested in. All the things I talked about, I'm very interested in. I'm not just talking about them just to fill time. All of them things I talked about, and there's a ton more that I'm interested in, man. Just found something out about this Anchor app. You can only do an hour. It just ended my recording right there. I was winding it down. I was about to thank you guys for listening. I already plugged. I was about to just finish it out, say peace. And then it would have been great. And it kicked me. It kicked me after an hour. You can only do an hour? What's up? What's up, Anchor? You can only do an hour? So hopefully I can cut this together with the hour that I just made and make it longer than an hour. I would hope that you could do more than an hour. We're going to need to do more than an hour, man. An hour ain't shit, really, if you're talking good conversation with good people. So yeah, I needed to record this because that's gonna be weird if I only do that hour and then the podcast is over in the middle of me saying a word and it just cuts out. So if you don't know, you know, and now you know. So thanks everybody for listening. First one, hopefully of many. All right. Peace out. Have a good night. One more thing, actually. I'm back. God damn it. I'm back. Because I just learned something else about this app. You can tell that I'm new. And I don't know what I'm doing. You can tell. But apparently you can do something about sponsorships. You can put, like, you know, sponsors in the show, like mid-show and stuff. And potentially get paid. Guess what? We're not doing that. We're not doing sponsors. We're not doing that. I said multiple times during the hour. I'd said it probably twice. I'm not in it for trying to get big views and trying to get money for doing this. I'm just interested in it, and I think it would be fun. So I'm not going to put trash sponsors or, you know, even if it's a good sponsor, I'm not putting it. We're not doing that right now. Well, I'm trying to do this for the fun, for the interest, talk to good people, have good conversations, so we're not doing ads. And anybody listening that's worried about or wondering about that, we're not going to do ads. This is just going to be straight to the point. Put a dot on it. All right. Thank you, everybody. Peace.